It's the Rundown, Tuesday, November 1st. We're at the Oakhart Bar here at Barstool headquarters. You can catch your man Big Cat tonight watching the Cubs. Fully stocked with Bacardi rum, Oaks and Cokes for everybody. This episode of the Rundown is brought to you by Movement Watches. Join the movement. Everybody's got their movement watch except Feidelberg, sucker, loser, not a part of the
when
movement.
Am I gonna get a
goddamn Don't be like watch. Feidelberg. Make sure you get yourself a movement watch. Be a part of the movement. These watches start at just $95. They look and feel and operate like all the expensive watches out there. Rolies and
nice watch.
Submariners and all that stuff. Movement watches got you covered.
Murdered out. Black
on black. Murdered out over there. White on black. Whatever. I love it. Ebony and ivory over here. Movement watches. Join them.
Trying to make
Go
it
to
about
MVMTwatches.com. Use the promo code RUNDOWN. You're going to get 15% off your order. That's MVMTwatches.com. Code RUNDOWN. Today is the Halloween costume edition of the Rundown. The day after Halloween, the internet is straight up who wore what, who was an offensive costume, who was a funny costume, who was a lame costume. So we're going to go through and judge all the big costumes of the day. We begin with Jay-Z. Jigga Man dressed as Black Ken doll in a Ken doll box along with Beyonce in a Barbie box and his daughter. The internet ran wild with it. Jay-Z's washed up, he's lame, he's hypocritical, he's no longer a rapper. A lot of people then came to his defense. Fights, we begin with you. What do you got on your boy Jigga?
I don't get it. Everyone's like, oh, this is the guy who put out Takeover. This is the guy who did it. This is the guy who's now 50 and has a wife and fucking kids.
55-0, man.
He's 50?
He's 47. Yeah. Wow.
I think that's 50. I mean, Dave's 52 and he's only 38. Like, once you're older than 25, you're 50. And Jay-Z's 50 years old.
Can I just amend that? I think once you're over 30.
Once you're over 30, you're 50.
Once you're over 30, okay. You're dead.
Once you're over 30, you're 50.
Yeah.
He wants to make his wife happy and his kids happy. Like, that's not such a horrible... It's so weird to be like, you're such a pussy, dude.
But
you give a shit about the girl you love. You give a shit about her feelings.
100%.
All
but
right, relax.
When you are a rapper for 2 decades and your whole persona is like, you're a drug dealer, you're tough, you're swagged out, you're cool, and then all of a sudden you're
but
doing
But he hasn't
costumes.
Been that guy for 15 years already.
Agreed.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman.
Jay-Z, we'd always talk about, you know, the amount of money that it would take to just not give a fuck. Jay-Z passed
That's
that
it.
A long, long time ago.
600 million.
Dude.
Long time ago.
I would be totally fine with the internet calling me a pussy and all this shit for $600 million. That is a total... Jay-Z probably doesn't even know that people are making fun of him.
Yeah.
That's when you get to that level of fame and wealth where you don't even... You have a guy walking around checking your Twitter feed. And he'll just like, hey, people love your costume.
You know what I'll say this too? This was a classic one of those instances where like a few people were talking shit and then the vast majority were kind of like, get off this dude. He's a father and a husband now and he's worth $1 billion. Like,
right. He's a role model.
So it was one of those outrages.
Like, do you think Jay-Z cares more about like people on Twitter making fun of him or fucking Beyonce Knowles being mad at him because he refused to
Punching
put on a costume?
In the face.
And dude, that
be like, listen, we remember about Becky, dude, like put on this goddamn fucking costume.
Yep.
Or I'm gonna write a whole nother Lemonade album next year and you're gonna get fucked again by Twitter.
Is it weird though that he was Ken? That's the part that I don't understand.
Like, he was Black Ken.
Yeah, Ken's white.
He was Black Ken. It said Black Ken.
Yeah.
And she was Black Barbie. So it was like,
so they're just
it was
appropriating
a black
our culture.
Yes, appropriating like motherfucker.
I'm just saying, like that's the part that if I'm gonna nitpick here, that's the part I'm not really cool with.
The couple's costume too, the point is that doesn't matter if you're rich and famous or if you're a regular scrub, your wife, your girlfriend, somebody's gonna make you do a couple's costume and it's gonna be emasculating. That's just how it goes.
You have to do it.
I don't really see
how it was like, what was so emasculating about it? It was just a costume.
Yeah, but you get uncomfortable when your girl comes up with lame
But like, was this crazy? Like, there are way lamer things.
I actually thought it was a pretty cool costume.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad fucking costume. Like, there are definitely lame couples costumes.
It's not like, that one was like Jay-Z was sitting like at the kitchen table last night, paper macheing this thing together.
Right.
Like, he just woke up and like
here's she was like,
costume,
here, put this on.
Yeah.
Well, lame costume, lame couple costume. I think lame. Russell Wilson, our boy Russ and Ciara were Obama and Hillary. This I give an F minus.
Oh.
It's political. It's lame. It's so lame. Russell Wilson.
Anything, any Halloween costume that's political is so lame. We'll get to your girl, the mouthy potato, later. It's just so funny watching Ciara and Russell Wilson because they're such a mismatch. And you can just, even with masks on, like you can see how Ciara's dancing and she's like, I fuck. And Russell's just like, I'm a goober. So good for him that he got, you know, that they're having a kid, because that at least will keep her.
This is an example of, like, you need to do every costume she ever comes up with. Yeah. You need to keep Ciara locked down because you're a fucking goober, Russell Wilson.
And now no one say, what happens is when you make fun of, like, Russell Wilson, this will happen to Kevin and I. Like, Russell Wilson's a goober, and people be like,
he won a Super Bowl,
you
bro!
You die for him on your team. No yeah. shit, but he's still a goober.
Yes. Right?
That's all accurate. That was it. I couldn't watch this video. I watched 2 seconds of it, and I turned it off.
It's that cringe.
It's bitter.
You get it for yourself, like, for him, you're like, oh my god.
He, like, came in and had, like, his hands up, it was, like, and fucking the dad, other, and the I was like, I'm out.
When they were talking was almost worse, because he was trying to make jokes, like, I'm here to pass the torch to Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad, bro. Dude, and also,
one of those.
I've gotten to the stage of the internet where I just, like, I can't watch cringeworthy stuff. I don't even find any enjoyment in it whatsoever. So the second I'm uncomfortable, I get out of that room. And
this is also
out of here
coming on the heels of, didn't they do the Batman, like, birthday party?
Remember yeah.
He was dressed as Bat. Like, yeah. They're going to be the couples, the costume couple.
Well, that's how they, because they clearly don't have, like, wild adventurous sex. So they just do.
They act
costumes.
Out little costume things. Right. Costume parties. Real fun, Russ. Real cool, dude. We will save Lena for last. But Heidi Klum with the cockiest Halloween costume of all time. Just had a bunch of other hot bitches dress up like her, and they were all clones of Heidi Klum. That is a power move. To the max, she wins.
But
Queen Heidi.
Fuck. Dan, you go first. I have to look up this one. I didn't see this one.
It was unbelievable. It's basically saying I'm so hot and you know, such a star that I can have a bunch of people dress up as me, and then we all go together as me.
It's some Mean Girl shit. It's like great. Regina George, but she's nice and people like her. She had to call up all her friends and be like, yo, you're
going to
be me.
Are those even her friends?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Those are models that aren't.
No,
that's
exactly, that was her smart move here, because this is what I was worried about.
Yeah, she's
that
not,
there was some chick who was just way fucking hotter than her.
No, she took the second rung like there's Victoria's
Secret
models.
Still hot chicks, though.
No, they're hot.
No, they're weird looking, dude.
Well,
they're
all wore makeup to make themselves look like Heidi.
Dude, they're all terrifying looking, dude. Heidi
is
clearly the winner here.
John, do you not realize that's not the real faces?
It's makeup, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like, so she made sure that she came out on top looking the hottest.
The point being, though, that she picked out chicks with 10 out of 10 bodies, called them all up, and they were like, what are you doing for Halloween? You're going to be me.
That's awesome.
That's mean girl
that's
shit.
That's awesome.
It's cocky.
I don't think she made them do it. I think they probably grew into it.
That's the best night of their life.
Yes, they wanted to partake.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess you're right in that story.
So on some level, they're like,
It wasn't like a fraternity.
I wish I was Heidi and not like
you goddamn
Heidi.
Bitch dressed like me. It was
you
like,
never
hey.
Know, man. That's chicks are fucking crazy like that. I wouldn't put it past her.
No,
she's Heidi Klum.
I would.
There's always a mean girl. Like,
she's one of the most famous supermodels of all time. You think she's just like not a bitch?
Yeah, she's alpha.
I'm thinking you can't make someone dress up like you.
Yeah, you're not Heidi Klum, bro.
If they're not like your slave, you
can't
just
walk in right now and make you dress up like her.
Huh?
Heidi Klum walked in right now and was like, hey, you over there.
Yeah, I would fucking do it.
She can do that to anyone.
Yeah, and they would all be like, fuck, I have to do it.
But these are her friends, right?
No.
Friends.
No.
It's like Dave has friends. It's just people that he puts around and makes him do shit. That's Heidi Klum. Last costume of the day. The mouthy potato, the bag of milk, the uncooked Thanksgiving turkey. Lena Dunham dresses as grab her by the pussy, dressed up as a cat with a fake hand grabbing her pussy.
I actually
have to look at this again too.
There's one on her pussy. And she went as grabbed pussy and spewed some nonsense about how she's, you know, still, you know, it's raising awareness and being critical of Donald. Shut the fuck up. You're wearing a topical, political, vulgar Halloween costume like every other regular fucking person in the world who wears it to get laughs.
I mean, she has titties out in it, too.
She was cutting glass, blasting.
Yeah,
hips.
I was going to say, I kind of like the titties.
The titties didn't look bad.
Yeah, it sucks to say. That's what I was looking up.
We've lost them.
I was looking
it.
Up.
Nope, that's
I was
it.
You're right.
Up.
You lost them.
I was looking up to make sure that I wasn't, like, totally losing my mind. I'm looking it up right now.
I wasn't going to say it. I was fucking scared to admit it. I wouldn't have said it. Dan, thanks for it's a good looking titty, Kevin.
Yo, you guys.
It's a good looking titty.
We didn't tell him. Like, she knew what she was doing there, too.
Oh, come on. This is like a giant unit.
No, she put herself. But you put yourselves in like tights that keeps it all up and then sheer, a little sheer.
You guys, this is worse than when you guys were talking about daughters getting nipples pierced. This is upsetting me. I'm bothered by this.
Dude, what are you?
I'm not. Stand like a united
Kevin,
front against
Kevin.
Against
I'm
this
not
bitch.
Attracted Look, to Lena Dunham.
I think you
if,
are.
If she's got a good titty, I'm gonna tell her that she's got a good titty. She had a good titty.
The left one looks weird. The left one looks like it's bumping.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd take the right one over the left.
Yeah, the
still,
left one looks like it's.
Let me see it again.
It's a solid titty. You can win. You can win with that one.
And it's a good nipple. I'll give you that.
It's yeah, a
good
it's nipple. A very nice tip. Nipple.
It's a nice size like nipple, but it's not a good tip.
It's being held up.
No, it's a uniboob. This is
nice.
You guys,
I gotta give her.
Not, I'm not happy.
I didn't expect it. Last person in the world I expected it from, but it's a good tit.
It's a terrible tit. It's a terrible person. It's a terrible costume. And you don't get to run around saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Saying you're gonna move to Canada. Saying you're embarrassing. You're afraid.
Oh, she did say
and
that.
Then, huh?
Can we hold her to that? Like, what's the legally binding aspect there?
I don't know. I mean, we got to make sure she
did
she goes
say
over.
Like she was like, "I'm moving to Canada."
She said that?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's why everybody should probably vote Trump just to get her out of this fucking country.
That's
worth it.
That's
I mean,
a bigger
that's a
piece
tangible,
than you think.
Yes, that's a tangible thing that will result from.
Like
Donald
everyone's
Trump.
Like, "Oh, Trump had stay. These the Russian what do you have the server connected to Russia, Hillary's all that like."
Get
getting
the fuck out of here.
Her out of here. It's a significant victory.
We need to get her off the internet, actually. That's what we need to do. I don't care where she's in Canada.
How awesome has it been just like, her fall of grace, Amy Schumer's, and fucking, what's her name? There was one other one, too, recently.
None of them really
They had
talent.
Falls of grace?
They're in Oh, they were like the feminist queens for
I
a while.
I guess I don't follow
Even
enough
Schumer
of the
is like,
feminist movement to know
just at Schumer's
who's
not
in,
at that
who's
level
who's
yet.
Who's in now? Who's like the...
Hillary Clinton, probably.
Guess that's a no-brainer, Dan.
Female president, bro. You ever heard of one of those?
Yeah.
We're about to have one.
Duh.
Well, not if Bobby Knight has his way. Bobby Knight says that we need Donald Trump more than we've ever needed someone, more so than even when we needed George Washington. Which, now, if you know your history, your boy G-Dub was pretty important. Pretty much won
Did
us that little
things.
Revolution thing.
Did a couple things.
Decent resume on G-Dubs. George Washington, Donald Trump, Dan, what do you got? Well, and what do you got on Bobby? I mean, Bobby Knight's one of those dudes that I do want to agree with him at all times. Like, I want to be on Bobby Knight's side.
Right.
So this is a tough one.
I mean, he is your, like, slightly racist grandfather that just has gotten to the point where he used to say the shit. He used to be like, all right, that guy's probably really racist, but he wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just going to say whatever he wants. Kind of like that. Respect that out of an old guy.
I just don't
There's
want
an
to
old
go
guy
like
thing. There's
the
Kurt old guy
route.
Racism
I don't want that.
Is different than young guy racism. That's a big,
well,
big difference.
We all know that. Everybody's right. racist by the time they're old. It
right.
just happens.
Right.
So you can't blame it.
I'm okay with Bob. I mean, and this also is like in things that aren't news. Bobby Knight being right. like, we need Donald Trump so bad.
That's what I was going to say. My favorite thing about like the Trump campaign has been there hasn't been one person who spoke at a rally or spoke out. Where you read it and went, oh, wow.
Yeah, even they're right. voting for Donald.
Yeah, like,
no.
right. Everyone's been like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
Like, Bobby Knight's been Bobby waiting Knight. 50 years to just say some racist shit. Like, just been biting his tongue, trying to recruit black kids to fucking Indiana, and he's just been pissed he can't get any of them. And he was finally like, we need Donald Trump so all these other motherfuckers can stop having black guys.
Build the wall, and then it's only white people, and I can go back to winning.
Oh, man.
All right, that's it for, you know, the topics of the day tonight. Dan, do or
Game
die.
Game six.
Do or die. Jake,
you comfy?
On the bump.
I feel...
I would be comfortable if I were you.
My nervousness hasn't kicked in yet.
I'm fully expecting.
There's still a level where Jake has had, obviously, control issues at times this year. So if that comes out, we're fucked.
How do
I
you
think Schwarber's betting second, though, which is awesome, because... Like, you have to pitch to him. So he's going to get pitches to hit all night. He's going to smash.
I know Schwarbo is...
You still doubt Schwarbo.
I don't doubt
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
People are talking about him like he's fucking Babe Ruth.
I mean, he's
I
been
mean,
a
he
monster.
Kind of is.
Every at-bat's been you, like... First of all, it seems like he's up at every big moment.
Right.
It seems like he's always at the plate.
Yeah, it's you one also of those guys, forget, every inning he's up. I'm like, how's Schwarber up again?
Yeah. Dude, you also forget Schwarber's played like 70 games in Major League Baseball. I mean, he's not even played a full season.
That's kind of my point, though, is like...
But he's
We've
that good.
Him.
Yeah, he's that good.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't have a problem anointing him
yes,
right now.
He's that good.
He's like the most exciting player.
You have you just have his letting the ball go by him, falling on his face.
He did not have a good NLCS.
But no one did.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who's going tonight? Is it Tomlin?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to throw a bunch of curveballs, and the Cubs can't really hit with curveballs. So that obviously makes me a little nervous.
How did Arrieta pitch his first outing?
He was good. He pitched. I mean, he had a no-hitter, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, he was very good.
So
I think this is going seven.
I think.
And then Kluber is, I mean, again, we've said this three times on the rundown. If he pitches like he pitched, you're fucked. But three outings in a series, it's eventually he can't pitch lights out, right?
Well, eventually, too, Terry Francona is going to pull the trump card. Like, he's going to pitch Andrew Miller for, like, four innings.
Yeah. Do the Madden Chapman, basically.
Right. So, like, that's why I'm so, like.
Do you think Chapman will
too? I'm not even thinking about a Game 7 situation. Got to win tonight. But the fact that he could do a situation, you know, Terry Francona could pitch like Kluber for three innings, Andrew Miller
go
for
right
three innings,
right?
Something like that is terrifying. So,
what do you think the Chapman situation is tonight?
I don't know.
I feel like you got to go to him.
Yeah, I mean, there's like three guys in the bullpen that I trust: Chapman, Montgomery, and Edwards. So yeah, it's gonna be. I think you got to keep it a short bullpen. You can't.
Everybody was like, "Oh, he used to be a starter." Doesn't mean you can throw him out there for three innings a night.
Especially he's like kind of a head case. Yeah. He doesn't like inherited runners and all that bullshit. So yeah, we'll see. We're gonna do Facebook Live. We found a solution. We'll do Facebook Live to start the game, a little preview, and then we'll do Facebook Live on the seventh inning on. We'll also have a camera that's not live on me. So if something big happens, we'll get my reaction and we'll post it right to the Barstool Sports Twitter. So that will be the best of both worlds, and we'll be all set, so that way it won't drag. We'll keep the Facebook Live fresh. We'll do some questions. We'll do some polls. We'll keep it funny. I think K-Marco and maybe not K-Marco. PFT is going to be with me. Maybe one of you guys will be with me. Kevin Keith's got basketball tonight. Yeah, maybe you'll be with me.
I'll come back, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Good luck to Danny. Danny Scoots. Is he dead, by the way? Danny Scoots?
No, I'll be in the scooter.
Okay.
I'll be in the
scooter.
You got to just even it out.
I woke up with a headache.
You can't overdo the scooter. Yeah, and I need to get my legs stretched every now and then.
Get that restless leg syndrome. Yeah. We got to walk.
Yeah.
Good luck, but also Roll Tribe.
Yeah, you fuck you. You're whatever. Did you watch that Jim Brewer clip that I had him put into the rundown?
I didn't.
Yeah, I had him slide into
the
rundown.
Jim Brewer is like a known like celebrity Mets fan who needs to do that, whereas all Cubs fans.
But it was the guys behind him too. It was the random fans behind him that were like, "Let's go Mets!" After you guys lost the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, every fan base does it.
Not like the Cubs do it.
That's fine.
Were people mad about the Go Cubs Go stuff?
I mean, Dave and Kevin do their, like, the Midwest doesn't care about sports.
I mean, they don't. The Cubs fans don't care.
No. I disagree.
Dude,
that was so fucking awesome.
Cubs fans don't care. That's absolutely correct.
When they did the...
Some Cubs fans do not care.
The majority.
No.
Yes. I mean, the majority. It's a bandwagon fan base. It is.
That's
so ridiculous.
It's so annoying to say, because people do it with all Boston sports, too.
No, the Cubs are notorious, like... It's a party. It's Wrigleyville. You're just there for the experience, and they're not.
You've
diehard
been there
fans.
Once.
I don't need to be
know.
There to know what the fan base
I mean,
is like.
I think you'd have to at least like have a little.
I mean,
experience.
They showed the whole fucking stadium, Dan, when you got your hearts ripped out, singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" like it was a party. The entire stadium.
First of all, the whole stadium.
People have this complaint about fucking Sweet Caroline all the time too. Why do you fucking get so mad about people having fun?
Right.
Like if the Sox were losing in the eighth, and they still sit there and
sing.
People are in the game having
seriously.
Fun. Let them have fucking fun.
My point is,
seriously.
Like, cheer
that's
for the
point.
Team how you want to cheer. I sang it. I was still fucking heartbroken. I wasn't, like, happy-go-lucky.
I don't think you're singing songs and having a good time if you're heartbroken.
No, I mean, you also, like you said, you go doom and gloom in, like, 2 seconds.
No,
so, like,
that's
would
my point.
Would
that we take it more serious.
That doesn't mean you're more of a fan than me.
It just means we take it more seriously.
Would you prefer if everyone started booing?
People sing songs at funerals. Good point, Hank. Good point.
That's just not the
point. All right, Roll Tribe for you.
Roll Tribe.
It's a miserable existence.
We're gonna sing Go Cubs Go tonight.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Go Cubs Go.
That is a great song.
Go Cubs Go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say?